What's up, everybody? It's Vito Presto with Man's Greatest Adventure. We're starting a new segment called Good News Friday. Every Friday, your man, Vito, is going to read you an article or talk about something good that happened this week. So let me know if you like it. Let me know if you think it's a good idea. If you got any good stories or any good news that you want to share with me, that you want me to share on the podcast, just reach out to me. DM me on Instagram, Vito Presta. I'm the one without the check mark next to it. So, Good News Friday. Good news every Friday. One article, one story, whatever it is, we're going to share it. Because, guys, there's good stuff going on out there. It might not seem like it, but there's good stuff going on out there. Good people doing good things for not so good people, or even for just good people, just good things going out. So, Good News Friday. Let me give a quick shout out. I'm probably going to get most of my articles from the goodnewsnetwork.org, only because, honestly, it's the only website that I've seen that only focuses on good news. So, huge shout out to them. Hashtag not a sponsor. Don't care. All good things, good vibes. So, this one I found is about a 19-year-old cashier from Walmart in Princeton, Texas, completely pays for a stranger's $110 grocery bill. Let me just rewind real quick. 19-year-old Walmart cashier pays a $110 grocery bill for someone who is frantically looking for money, realized she did not have the money to pay for her groceries. A 19-year-old Walmart cashier. Quick question. What were you doing at 19? Did you have money to drop $110 on somebody who didn't have it? Now, this guy is 19 years old, working at Walmart, is known. His name is John Lopez Jr. The article was written by McKinley Corbley yesterday. And so John Lopez Jr. is known in this town at Walmart for being like the cashier who's singing and smiling and being cheerful and talking with the people that come through the line and just being a joy to all the customers. And this dude straight up saw how frantic this customer was and was like, listen, if you hold on a second, I will cover your grocery bill. And the person in line waiting while this lady's fumbling around in her purse took a picture of John and posted on social media and was like, guys, this guy is just a gem, an angel, a diamond in the rough. He paid for this lady's groceries. He's just a kid. I mean, 19 years old. It's crazy. So they shared it. It got a lot of attention. And then another guy who goes to the Walmart all the time was like Brandon Weddle, his name is. He's like, I've been through his line a couple times, and his wife has too. We spoke about how he touches people on a daily basis. So this guy, John Lopez Jr., every day working as a Walmart cashier, is just lighting up people's world just by being himself. So, I mean, huge, huge eye-opener for me. It's like, it doesn't matter if you like where you're at or what you're doing or where you're at in life, just be nice, be cheerful, find something to be grateful about, and you're really going to help someone's day. So anyway, they post on it on social media, and this Waddell guy was like, I'm going to start a GoFundMe page for John Lopez Jr., and they wanted $1,000. A few hours, $1,000. The last 9 days, they raised over $34,000. $34,000 to this 19-year-old who was just being a good person. Now, I'm not saying do good things and expect them to be rewarded for it. I'm just saying be a good person and be happy about life, because life is great and there's a lot to be happy about. And hey, sometimes it rewards you back like a millionfold. $34,000. And what is he going to do with it? He's going to go buy some new kicks? No, no, no. He's going to put it towards college. Because granted, this kid just graduated high school, probably 19 years old. So this kid working at Walmart, being a great guy, just smiling, singing along. Oh, you need $110? Don't worry, I got you. Which we know he doesn't, working a minimum wage at Walmart. Covers it. What happens? People see the love. They see the joy. They reward him. $34,000 he's putting it towards college. And, guys, I don't know. This just revs me up. This is super exciting. I guess the message behind the story is just be a kind person. You never know who's struggling. If someone needs money, maybe they're not financially smart with their money, but you know what? That's not your problem to solve. If you have anything, give. Just give. Give whatever you can. Give a smile. Give a hug. Give $10. Give $1,000. Whatever. Just give. And you know what? The world's going to be a better place if we follow in John Lopez Jr.'s footsteps. And you know what? I'm happy to share this article. I hope this has inspired you even a little bit. If not, be inspired that it's Friday and we got a holiday weekend coming up. Be safe. Be smart. Be kind. Be a good person. Be loving. Be happy. Let's get it.